Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast, powered by Consultants Connect and sponsored by Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. So I'm Faye Davis. I'm here today with Carla Soans. I am super excited as always, and today we're going to be talking about keeping momentum after big wins. How are you today?
I am wonderful, and you know that I am a deal junkie in the sense that, I mean, our deals now at Consultant Connect, like, are different, but even when I was doing kind of like day-to-day, you know, big attraction, you know, type work, I get a high off of every RFI that comes in, that goes out, every site visit that happens, every opportunity, every win, every expansion, every ribbon cutting, all of those things. I am just kind of a junkie for the deal. And now that that work has flipped a little bit, it's become more event driven because we tend to be very event driven as a company at Consultant Connect. But the prospect of a new event, I mean, you see it. Like, it's a supernatural, like, just,
it's exciting.
Like, I'm smiling even thinking about it right here.
Well, and last week we ended with talking about flipping to 2022, and we've got some really exciting prospects, right? Like, super exciting things happening this year, super exciting things in the pipeline for next year. But we're talking, you know, let's talk about keeping that momentum after a big win, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to just move on. It's so easy to, you know, after the chase of the deal and that rush of the announcement to move into the next phase. So what do we do right after a win rather than just moving on?
Yeah. So this is something I've had to really learn over the course of time, because being kind of that deal junkie or that, you know, liking that momentum rush, I tended to just probably go looking for the next deal way quicker than I should have. And what I've learned, especially in the last 5 years, is that right after a win, there's been a lot of work that's went into that, and people need to take a little bit of time. And that time is mostly to process, like, what went well, what would we do different, what are the next steps? Because even after a big event, there's always work after. Like, it's the start of the next chapter. Like, you think about a company announcing, well, a lot of the heavy lifting is still yet to come after the company announces. The project isn't over. It's right. Really just now starting in many ways. So taking time to process and having the team be able to do that. And listen, it's no secret out there. Economic developers are notoriously just horrible at celebrating accomplishments. Now, what I do see is that it gets promoted on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. But you truly taking a moment as a team to celebrate whatever it is, 450 jobs, 25 jobs, a new, program to incentivize remote workers, whatever that is that you've launched. Economic developers are good at putting it on LinkedIn and not so good at giving each other a high five or celebrating, you know, victory over something. And I think it's because there never is an end game for economic developers. There's milestones along the way, but there's always work to be done. And so the goals are, you're getting them in small chunks, you know, over the course of a long career. And so it's really, really important then, even more so important, I will say, to celebrate those small moments, because that keeps the team going. So you have to be really intentional about celebrating.
100%. So when, let's say, an economic developer has taken that time to actually relish their win, their $1 billion announcement or the hiring of a new person on their team that they've been looking for 3 months. It doesn't matter what it is. Then how do they move forward from here?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, how you move forward is really talking about what's next eventually. But you talk about what's next through the process of, like, why did we do what we do? What went right? What didn't? And then, you know, starting to talk about what what the next thing is, because you do eventually have to move forward, but you also have to know some people, based on your strengths, which we've had conversations about strengths, some people are going to naturally start moving forward to the next faster than others. So you have to allow for some time for people to get to that next motivation themselves, but usually it's a refocus on what is coming up next. Mm-hmm. Because after a big win, sometimes you have been so in one thing for a while that it's almost like you lose a little bit of your vision, like of what else there is. Like things become fuzzy of like, what was I working on prior to this kind of like project going sideways? Like you really lose like a sense of time. And so it takes kind of going back and recalibrating as a team and with individuals. And as an individual to say, okay, I'm getting ready to get to the next project. How will I go into that next project strong? Now, for me, I don't know why. It's always cleaning out an inbox. That's one little technique. Like if I know I need to get out of one state of thinking and being, and I need to get ready to move on to like the next season or project or whatever after a win, after an event, I get on the airplane. I usually am flying somewhere to and from events, and I clean my inbox. And it's kind of the way of me being able to be like, okay, everything pre this event is now organized, so I know what I need to take care of. And the post-event work is kind of organized, so I know mm-hmm. what needs to be done to kind of move forward. And now I feel like I can move from one thing to the other. So you have to develop that routine and that habit for yourself at whatever your pace is.
So I like that you brought up, you know, your technique, because team dynamics can really easily shift after a big lift. And how can economic developers tune in with their team? And, you know, you were just talking about that person who might kind of lose their way, right? After a big announcement, someone might have played a really big part in this project and maybe they're floundering a little bit, like, back to the grind, back to, you know, not playing such a significant role. So how can economic developers help prevent that person from being a bit aimless now that their big purpose is done?
Yeah.
And it's really not done, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's just about it's about helping people see like, okay, that was a huge chapter and worthy of celebration. And now let's get you to the next celebratory moment. You know, like let's get to the next win together. So I think, you know, yes, it is hard because that you in that daily grind, you have kind of endorphins going as you lead up to like big moments. And then once the big moment is done and you've celebrated, you don't have that same endorphin rush. And it really can take people kind of off focus and almost feel like there's not enough air in the room. Like it just kind of takes this buzz out of the air, right? Mm-hmm. So then it's your job as team leaders and even you have to do this individually for yourself. So if you're thinking about like, well, gosh, like I'm not a team leader, this is also about self-management. Like, you know, when you're just kind of like feeling a little stale. And so then you have to do it for yourself sometimes too. So don't always rely on the team. But certainly if you are a team leader, I think it's about getting back to the basics. I think it's, you know, refocusing on what that mission is, you know, taking time to remember why we do what we do, what is kind of next, you know, kind of allowing people to see the trajectory of where we're going again and providing that vision. Because then it allows people to get not only excited about what they do and kind of recentered around why that sacrifice they made was worth it, but it also starts getting people thinking about like, ah, there is a next and I can get plugged back in somewhere. So I think that's really important. And then I mentioned kind of like, you know, taking care of yourself and knowing that there's a lot of this is self-responsibility. Like, when you start to feel yourself going into those in and out of those seasons, you have to develop techniques. But it's also about self-care. You know, usually you have sacrificed a lot and put off some things that you normally may not have put off in a season that was really intense related to that big win. So, you know, you're at the ribbon cutting now, or you got to the project announcement phase, but there was a lot of sacrifice that went up to that is kind of unseen. And that could be sacrifice of, you know, you not sleeping as much or you not exercising as much or whatever it is. There's lots of different things. But just also kind of recalibrating back to like, okay, that is seasonal. That's why we call it a season. Mm-hmm. Seasons change. So you have to know when a season starts and a season ends. And there are seasons where, you know, your work sometimes requires you to like make those shifts, right? Like I may have to do a 15-minute walk instead of my normal 30-minute walk because I have this big event going on. And there's that give and take, but you have to know when you can stay in that pace forever, and you have to know when to kind of shift it back. And so that you're taking care of yourself. Like it truly is seasonal.
100%. And I think, you know, this is such a great place to bring up that getting on the balcony, and anyone can do that. Anyone can step outside of themselves. You don't have to be in a formal leadership capacity to step back and say, okay, I am really bummed about that. You know, I'm really excited about the project announcing, but I'm really bummed about the amount of work or the position of impact and influence I might have had leading up to that. But stepping outside of yourself, stepping outside of just the work you as an individual are doing and looking at the bigger picture and saying, but there will be another one. And just knowing that that workflow, it ebbs, or the workload ebbs and flows, and being realistic with yourself, like, you know, I'm going through maybe a little bit of grieving that the excitement is done for right now, and getting yourself back into, you know, the pace of work that's required to make your community better.
Yeah. And I'll just close with saying, you know, I think what strikes me about teams and big wins is that almost, and for everything that we do at Consultant Connect, like there always is, you can always go to an event date on the calendar and say like, okay, well, we got there, right? Like we closed the event. But there's seasons of sacrifice that don't align with everybody on the team, right? For any event. So when I look at people on our team that as soon as you announce an event, their season of sacrifice may be way earlier than the people who were actually on the stage or at the event in person. And so you also, as individuals on a team, you have to really think about, like, I'm feeling like this was the moment of the win. But that is not the same for everybody else. Like, I think about Nick often on our team, and you know, he really is in charge with making sure that there's actual humans at our events, right? It's a really important job, and he's really good at it, and I love him dearly. But his season of win for him is way earlier than the event. Now, he also loves the event, and that gives him kind of an endorphin rush, but the season of win is way earlier, and the season of sacrifice is also earlier. So you have to be aware of it might be a season for a team, but there might be individual, like, laps. Like, if you think about the marathon runners, like, or not even a marathon runner, but relay runners, like, you might win or lose as a team and have an accomplishment at the end. But each person's lap, they're running against different people at sometimes a slightly different pace with different expectations. And you want to celebrate their win when they get done, too.
Yes.
Like, it's not just when the whole thing is done. Like, there's sacrifice along the way.
Yep. It's not only, like you said, at the end. It's when the baton is passed off as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of a better way to end today's podcast. So, Carla, another fun and impactful conversation with you. And to our listeners, we're excited to have you tune in again with us next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Faye.
Thanks for sticking with us to the very end. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. The America's Jobs Team podcast releases episodes every week that are specifically curated for economic developers like you looking to stay in the know about industry trends, leadership development, career management, growing high-performing organizations, and so much more. So don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or really any other preferred podcast outlet that you use. America's Jobs Team is audio engineered by Joshua Wieters and produced by Faye Davis.